Then our ship went along at a distance of 6 miles from the Arabic coasts of Mara and Hadramaut, their undulating lines of mountains relieved by a few ancient ruins. On February 5 we finally put into the Gulf of Aden, a genuine funnel stuck into the neck of Bab el-Mandeb, and bottling these Indian waters in the Red Sea. On February 6, the Nautilus cruised in sight of the city of Aden, perched on a promontory connected to the continent by a narrow isthmus, a sort of inaccessible Gibraltar whose fortifications the English rebuilt after capturing it in 1839. I glimpsed the octagonal minarets of this town, which used to be one of the wealthiest, busiest commercial centers along this coast, as the Arab historian Idrisi tells it. I was convinced that when Captain Nemo reached this point he would back out again, but I was mistaken, and much to my surprise he did nothing of the sort. The next day, February 7, we entered the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb, whose name means Gate of Tears in the Arabic language. 20 miles wide, it's only 52 kilometers long, and with the Nautilus launched at full speed, clearing it was the work of barely an hour. But I didn't see a thing, not even Param Island, where the British government built fortifications to strengthen Aden's position. There were many English and French steamers plowing this narrow passageway, liners going from Suez to Bombay, Calcutta, Melbourne, Réunion Island, and Mauritius, far too much traffic for the Nautilus to make an appearance on the surface, so it wisely stayed in mid-water.